Now, this is this song. This is from the 60s, and it's by a fellow called Eric Carmen. And it was a very catchy tune, and so it was widely known back at those in those days. Was listening to NPR on a Saturday morning when I usually sleep late, and I had a clock radio at that time, and it came on and it was playing this really lovely piece, and I was thinking, like, now where have I heard that before? And it turned out that it was by Rachmaninoff. Now here it is.
want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
Now here is an extract from an earlier recording I played for you, and it has a description of Wagner's overture to the Meistersinger. We've already heard Wagner's Meistersinger overture twice. Some people call it a potpourri overture. You probably know what potpourri is, a mixture of dried flowers and sweet spices and herbs that you cook in a pot when your house is full of cooking odors and you want to kind of make it smell nicer. A potpourri overture is just a mix of songs from a Broadway musical or movie, and the phrase is intended to be a sort of put down. The Meistersinger's overture certainly contains snippets of a lot of tunes from the opera, but it's super highly structured, and we know that the last several bars is an amazing combination of three of the themes played simultaneously, combined with counterpoint. So here is a shortened version of the whole thing, just because I love this piece. The first theme is just the Meistersinger's theme. Yeah, here it is. Thank you. this little bit is kind of a bridge theme, and it's actually a tune that's used in the opera, but I can't remember what it is. It's not a very important melody. Anyway, it leads right into the famous rules and regulations theme. Now you have to try and remember this thing played at twice the speed, where at the end of the opera, where it becomes merged in with the other two themes. Right after the rules and regulations theme, we have a theme that stands for the fellowship of the master singers and their camaraderie and their friendship with one another. And this is an important theme in the opera, and here it is. Here Wagner is using a sequence of modulations to move us into a distant key, where he's going to play for us the prize song, which is the love theme of the opera.